Good morning. I'm Brooke Schaefer, and you are tuned into Raven Radio on KCAW in Sitka. I'm in the studio this morning with my guests for the morning interview, who I'm very happy to have with me here this morning. I have Melanie Board, the Social Services Director with the Sitka Tribe of Alaska, and Kathleen Adams, the Child Care Coordinator with the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to have you both here, and we're here to talk about a hot topic, frankly, in our community, which is childcare. There's some wonderful news that you all have to share, which is that there is a new childcare program that the Sitka Tribe of Alaska is starting. So I want to find out all about it. I'd love to start with how it came about that this program is happening.
So a couple years ago, the tribe put together an assessment done on childcare issue in Sitka. Some of the recommendations that came out of that were the child care coordinator position, which was recommended for contacting and coordinating with the different child care centers and businesses in town to support and stabilize the centers. It also recommended the child care program of relative and in-home care, where relatives and providers can get paid to watch children in their homes or the child's home.
Okay, so this community assessment gave the tribe a lot of information. Melanie, maybe you can add on a little bit to that, so what some of the assessment resulted in.
Sure. So what it found is that the licensed facilities in town were running at about 50% capacity. There was a lack of providers in those centers, so they couldn't expand and be at full capacity. So there's a real need in Sitka for childcare.
Okay.
So the other part that they found was that there's a need for after hours or evening or swing shift care that the local providers just can't cover.
Mm-hmm. Which ended up in this program, Relative and In-Home Child Care Program. So, Kathleen, what exactly does that mean?
So, it allows family members or providers to be able to care for children in their homes, being tribally approved, being paid at a licensed facility, same rates. It would be, there would be no co-pays, no
Income-based
eligibility. Sitka Tribe would be able to support the home in supplying health and safety supplies for maintaining the standards that are going to be required.
Yeah, this all makes wonderful sense. So, in other words, it's like many children in this community are taken care of by a sibling in the evening, by a grandparent throughout the day. So essentially, it is paying people who are already providing childcare for the work that they're doing. There's, of course, some steps to connect to the resources that the Sitka Tribe of Alaska has. So in order to kind of be an official Sitka Tribe of Alaska childcare providing home, you do need to apply. So the first step, I guess, for someone who's listening and interested, maybe they're already taking care of their child. They're like, well, what should they do?
So the first thing you would want to do is contact me at the tribe. Phone number 907-966-9664. I would start you off, obviously, with the application, going all over that and what all is required. Three of the main things are your mandatory training. It would be background checks for every person in the household over 18. It would also be a site visit. Now, the tribe would also supply everything needed for these site visits, the cost of the mandatory training, the background checks. All of that would be taken care of by the tribe.
Okay. And a site visit is doing something like checking out and seeing mostly safety, if I understand correctly.
Correct. Safety hazards.
Okay.
Is the biggest thing.
Okay. So if, like, you don't have a fire extinguisher, you need a fire extinguisher in your home, the Sitka Tribe of Alaska will help with
Correct.
That.
Correct. We will also supply age-appropriate learning materials.
So if you need things for your little
Correct.
Ones to
Books,
do.
Toys, yes,
okay.
all of that.
Okay, amazing. And you're talking about training. Can we talk a little bit about that? That's an online training?
Correct. Most of it is online. There is one, the CPR training, that we do ask to be done in person. The rest, which is SIDS and chicken baby syndrome, and the mandatory reporting, are the three mandatory required trainings. Over the next year, we do ask that you actually get more training of your choice, but we will also pay for that.
Okay, and even the online CPR.
Correct.
So the Sitka Tribe of Alaska can help with all steps of this process.
Correct.
Let's see, what am I forgetting? I think there are some important things about who can participate. So you yourself, if you are providing care for a child, do not need to be Alaska Native or American Indian, but the child that you're taking care of needs to be. Is that correct? Okay. And there's also some limits to the number of children that you can care for. Tell us
Correct.
About that.
It will be 4 children is the highest you can go. That would include your own children that you would have in the home.
Okay. And yeah, Melanie.
The nice thing about this program is that, like the state licensing, you have to open it up to many children. With this program, you can take one child. You can take 2 child up to 4 children. So there's not a high minimum number of children.
Yeah, it sounds like the one benefit to this program is that you're using the state licensing program as your kind of your outline for how you're setting up the child care program, but you're not having necessarily all the same hoops that you have to jump through, such as the number of being allowed to
Correct.
Take everyone who applies, having to open it up to everyone. Okay. Yeah. So it's a wonderful way to fill in a need in our community. That is for sure. I want to give people a chance to hear your phone number one more time, Kathleen, and also to direct them to the website, because that's another place people can get the application and also download a handbook that's handy. So the website is sitkatribe.org. And then to reach out to you, how would they reach you again?
The phone number is 907-966-9664. Or kathleen.adams@sitkatribe-nsn.gov.
Okay, excellent. And there's also, I want to make sure that we let listeners know, once you're part of the system, you'll be filling out a timesheet. So what does that piece of it look like once people are actually up and doing the child care?
It is a monthly timesheet that would show the hours the child is there and leaves. We do need to keep track of the hours that the child is present. There's also other things that we would require, certain daily curriculums of what the activities of the child were, and that we're hitting all the benchmarks that we need, working on, you know, science, having curricular activities, that kind of stuff.
Okay, so a little bit of paperwork that the child caregiver will be doing.
Correct.
Okay. And then for listeners who maybe this isn't going to be the right fit for them, Sitka Tribe of Alaska still has a tuition assistance program. So you currently already have, I think we said before we came on the air, 19 students or something like that?
Correct. 19 children enrolled in our tuition assistance program.
So people could also reach out to you about
Correct.
That if they
yes,
want.
Yes, that is still up and running.
Okay. Okay. Wonderful. Well, it's huge news for Sitka, so I suspect that you're going to get a lot of phone calls and a lot of people will be visiting sitkatribe.org. They can also just come to your offices and pick up applications there and also set up a time to meet with you, Kathleen. So I want to give us a little bit of time, though, to talk about something that's happening this very week. Melanie, let's draw you
yes,
in for this
we have
part.
An exciting instruction coming. We've got Emily Stratera Lang. She's an instructor from the Dancing Moonlight Studios in Juneau. She's coming over to visit us and doing special classes this Wednesday and Thursday, 5:30 to 7 at Blatchley NPR. So it's family friendly. There's no cost. It's open to the community. Registration is not required. We do encourage it only because we'd like to know the number. Mexicala will be providing dinner both nights. So we'd love to see people come out and learn this dance. I don't know about you, but I've never learned two-step, so I'm excited to learn it. I grew up during, Saturday Night Fever, and that's the amount of dance instruction I've received. So I don't know a whole lot about it, but it sounds like a great way to spend time with your partner, your family. Kids are welcome to come and learn along with their parents, and we're hoping for a good time. Please just show up and join us.
Excellent. And that'll be Wednesday tomorrow and Thursday, both at 5:30.
Correct. You can come to one session. You can come to two sessions. Your choice.
Okay. Lovely. Well, I've been speaking with Melanie Board, the Social Services Director with the Sitka Tribe of Alaska, and Kathleen Adams, the Child Care Coordinator with the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thank you very much.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka.